Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Holla. What is up? What is up? What is up? What is up? Let's get into it. Faith. Talk about faith. 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 Let's talk about faith that has never been tested cannot be trusted. Say that again for all of you folks at home. If you've never had a faith that's never been tested, how can you trust it? You know, it's like I always talk about, we talk about the analogy of the wood burning fireplace. It's like, give me some heat, man. This thing isn't giving me any heat. Well, are you putting wood in there? No, I need heat. Well, you got to put the wood in the fireplace if you want to get the heat out of there, you know? But so many people are afraid to load up that fireplace, man. They're playing on the sidelines because they're waiting. I got to wait, man. I got to wait till all my bills are paid. Well, that ain't going to happen. Like, that's never a good idea. It's just not. I mean, I don't know if you're like me, but you're always going to have, for example, a car payment, a mortgage payment, student loans for your kids, groceries. I mean, all of that stuff, you know, all of that. So to say, well, I'm going to wait until all my bills are paid before I get going. First of all, why don't you say it this way? I have zero faith in my ability, which could be true. And that's not even a bad answer. Let's dive into that right there. Let's stop. Stop. Okay. If somebody were to say to me, Sam, I am not moving forward with you, working with you, or going after my dream or building my legacy because I don't have faith that it's going to work. I respect that. I mean, let me tell you, I respect that, okay? Because all that means is that you're lacking confidence, you haven't created any momentum, you haven't seen any results, so you don't have any history, you have nothing to really go by, you can't measure anything. Okay, I get that. I get that. Now, there's two reasons, and there's only two reasons why people are afraid to share their story, which I believe every great brand, every great legacy. You show me someone online who has built a legacy. I think of people like, I don't know, let's say this is male dominated only. First two examples come to my mind. I'm sorry, ladies. I think of Tim Ferriss and Gary Vee. Just, I don't know why they came to my mind, you know. Tim Ferriss and Gary Vee. Well, I know their stories, you know. I know the Wine Library TV. Heck, when I came online, I was watching Gary Vaynerchuk. He wasn't Gary Vee. He was Gary Vaynerchuk of WineLibrary.tv, and he would do a regular wine tasting, and he would review wines on the internet. That's it. That's all he did. And, you know, and a lot of people think, oh, geez, that doesn't. Well, you know, what's wild, though, is he started really impacting people because he had kind of this motivational vibe to him, and he swore, and I'm not a big fan of dropping F-bombs. I don't do it on my podcast. I don't do it on videos. I may drop a swear word here or there, but I let it slip. It's not for impact. I don't do it to get noticed or anything. I believe that, you know, the English language has so many great, beautiful words. To have to fall back on a swear word to get a point across to me, and when I see people do it on Facebook, it really bothers me, you know? There's so many powerful words, and maybe it's because my mom had such a command of the English language. I mean, my mom, you know, was a walking dictionary. She'd use words, even when she reprimanded us, I didn't even know what they meant. You know, I don't even know what they meant. I'm like, okay, I know I'm in trouble. I'd have no idea what you said, but I can tell by the tone of your voice I'm in trouble. But anyway, Gary Vaynerchuk was running Wine Library TV, and I might get the numbers wrong. His dad had a pretty good offline business going. He sold wine. I think Gary probably took it from $4 million to $50 million, and it's probably worth way more than that now because Gary Vee is Gary Vee. But I'm thinking, you know, I'm talking about Gary Vaynerchuk, those of you that don't know who I'm talking about. And then, you know, Gary just exploded in 2012, and he wrote a book, Crush It, and all that good stuff in 2013, 14, 15, all that. So here we are, and, you know, there's an individual who I know because of his story. And Tim Ferriss the same way. And look, There's a million. I just dropped the first two that came to my mind. 4-Hour Work Week and Gary Vee. Yeah, because I think, you know why I probably thought of them? Is because when I was coming up through the internet, I remember the summer Tim Ferriss's book came out. It was the summer 2007 when I moved my family back to Bradford, PA, so I could run my rental properties. And I was going through a very difficult time. It was I had a lot of head games going on, a lot of mental stuff going on in my head. I just quit my job in 2007. My rentals were going under. My property manager quit. And I had to move back to a hometown of 8,000 people where I hadn't been in 20 years. Nobody knew me anymore. They knew of me. They thought I was the same party animal drinker and all of these things. I left town, which was true. In 1988, I left town as a drinker, partier. I mean, let me tell you, man, if there was a party in Bradford, PA, I knew about it. And if there was any chance of me being there, I was there. You know, I didn't smoke dope, didn't do drugs, never done a hard drug in my life, you know, but I'm telling you, I drank like, whoo, Stroh's 30 packs had nothing on me, you know, Milwaukee Best, Meisterbrow, all the expensive taste. But, you know, when I went back to, I remember 2007, Tim Ferriss's 4-Hour Work Week came out, and it had a great impact on me because it felt like somebody knew me. And I think that's why this podcast has realized such phenomenal growth over the past few years, is that people, you right now, you listening to this, you feel like you know me, you know, like you can relate to me. I'm the same guy. I'm literally right now, I'm in the Meijer parking lot grocery store. I'm going in to get dog food. Of all things, okay? I'm going in to get dog food. So I have no pretense about me. I don't think I'm any more special than you. I just have faith. And there's two reasons why people don't share their story. Number one, they're afraid of what other people are going to think about them. You know? They're afraid of what other people are going to think. You want to share that story. You want to come out with all those scars, you know? But you feel as though those scars not only are part of your story, you feel like those scars are your story. Like you, that is who you are. The bankruptcy, the marital affair, the drug addiction, the failed business, all of that. You feel like that is who you are. And you don't have the confidence or the faith that moving forward, starting right now, you can change all of that. Like you can't change what happened in your past, but you don't want to change what happened in your past because then you'll never be relatable. If there's one thing that makes my business thrive, it's that the message and the person delivering the message is relatable. That's all. I'm no special. I am no more special than you. As a matter of fact, you're smarter than I am. You've got more big business acumen than I do. I can't even talk half the time. You guys know that, man. I fumble and bumble and stumble on my words. So as far as all of that goes, you're way better off than I ever was, okay? You got way more on the ball. So, and if you have $5 in your pocket, that's $4 more than you got when I first started this whole thing, podcasting, you know? But what you really need is you need confidence that the story matters, that the scars are there, and they're not there to define who you are moving forward. They're there to build who you were for other people to relate to. So that's reason number one is why people who refuse to share are afraid to. I said they refuse to. They just need to be, they need to be encouraged to share their story. Number one, so they feel as though they worry what other people are going to think about them. People from their past, oh my God, you've changed. You know what the answer to that question is, my friend? When people say, hey, you've changed, you say, do you think I've actually worked this hard on myself to stay the same? Boom, Mike, hashtag to the droppage, okay? Remember that. You didn't work this hard to stay the same, okay? So reason number one, they're afraid of what other people are going to think. And reason number two, you simply don't feel as though your story is powerful enough. Like there's some meter, like there's the power story meter, you know, it's like, oh, it doesn't rank that high on the meter. Sam, you've got a great story. Every day is Saturday. I mean, Jesus, I mean, your daughter wanted every day to be Saturday, so you quit your job. Come on, man. All I want to do is be a dad. That's all I wanted to do. So forget like, oh my God, it's just Sam Crowley's story is just, it's so powerful. It wouldn't have been powerful if I didn't take the action. Let me say that again. My daughter asking me, Daddy, is tomorrow Saturday, would have meant jack squat had I not went out and bought everydayisaturday.com from a guy named John Mix in Oregon who was 71 years old and bought it in 2000, 5 years before I ever wanted it. Didn't do anything with it. I researched, found out who owned it, contacted him, and he said he'd give it to me because of my story. I swear to God, that's exactly how it went. I sent him $100 via PayPal. I mean, if these things don't inspire you, then there's nothing's going to ever inspire you to go for it. okay? Because the reason, second reason is that people don't feel their story is powerful enough. Don't compare your story to my story because they're two completely different things. The one thing you and I have in common is we want to be free. We want to be free. We want to be free to be the person who God chose us to be, the person that we know who we can be when we step out in faith. And in order to have faith, you got to test it. You got to test it out, you know? You go to a dealership, you buy a car, what do you do? Hey, let me do what? What do I want to do? What kind of drive do I want to take? I want to take a test drive. Let's see how this baby handles. Well, let's see how this faith handles. Let's see when you step out in faith, can it be trusted? And my guess is, and it's way more than a guess, it's a guarantee, is that you're going to be rewarded tenfold, way more than you ever thought in a million years, because it's going to be electric, man. You're going to be on fire. You're going to be like, holy crap, why didn't I do this 20 years ago? That's a faith. That's a faith that can be trusted, but you got to test it out. So get after it. Make it happen. Make some moves today. Make a move today. Make a move. Just make a move today, all right? And have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.